Compulsory communication services. Communication services, in the context of living off the grid, include your services for telephone, cellular and landline, internet, and paid television. Communication is sending and or receiving information via sound or vision. The methods in which you send or receive information are often called media, from the word medium, and may include your computer, television set, or personal smart device. Communication may be one way or two ways. One-way communication is when you only send or receive information, such as when you upload information to the internet or when you watch a television show. Two-way communication may be a telephone call or exchanging text messages with someone. Today, there are many technologies that allow communication with cellular telephones, smartphones, and streaming television, internet-based, it being the top two technologies used. Clearly, communication is a basic human need. It has allowed humans to share information and cooperate from the very beginning. Surely, without communication, our modern societies as we know them would not exist. And, as enshrined in the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment, the freedoms of speech, the press, assembly, and the right to petition are protected rights. These rights would not be possible without the means for communication in modern society. And these means include communication technologies. Furthermore, international law protects communication as a human right in that everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression, that is per the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. I argue here that communication is a right due to its basic uses for survival, health, and happiness. Therefore, no entity may impose limits on it. I believe these limits include giving you only limited choices and charging you out of service. And, to reiterate my logic on basic human needs, when you are limited from a basic need by being charged for it, this is the same as depriving those that cannot pay or cannot access the services that satisfy that need. This is immoral, abusive, and criminal. To be an active participant in our modern society, you need to communicate using modern technology. And communication technology has changed fast in the last 30 years, so much so that you really need to keep up or risk being incommunicado. For example, a few years ago, in 2013, I attempted to do contract work using old non-smart cellular phone technology. But I quickly realized I was being left behind and considered as inefficient and unprepared for modern telecommunications work. I was expected to have a smartphone with photo and internet capabilities to send information to employers right from the job sites. Instead, I had to go home and perform these tasks on a personal computer hours later. I quickly realized I needed to upgrade to a smartphone. When I did, I was able to do all these required tasks and keep getting similar work. Fast forward to today, in 2024, I still perform similar work as a contractor on the field, and I could not fathom how all the tasks could be done without a smartphone. In fact, most IT-related jobs posted for me to be done require that you have a smartphone with internet capabilities. This story exemplifies how communication technologies and services are necessary for people to participate in today's economy and even in social life. The advent of social media and its widespread embracing from young and old have left those that do not participate in those in the social interconnectivity dust. I argue that communication services and its technologies are needed for living an integrated, happy, and dignified life, and therefore ample access to modern communication should be a right. Communication technologies and services should not be held back from individuals and families simply due to their lack of money or access to that technology. These technologies and services should be free. Clearly, as a society, we have not reached this level of enlightenment, but I believe there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Some nations' communications programs do provide low-income individuals and families with discounts on communications technologies and services. Sometimes, these technologies and services are free of charge. Cellular phone, telephone, and internet services may be provided in this way. But these discounted and free services are still very limited or non-existent in most areas of the world. Communication is a basic need, as established above. And basic human needs seem often to be the ripe targets of for-profit corporations. Here I'll explain that you are basically obligated to pay for communication services from a handful of providers that control the world market. In the US and in many areas of the world, communication services are eye-wateringly expensive. But people feel it is such an important need that they are willing to sacrifice other needs and pay the high price for this. I believe these are expensive because the prices are manipulated by a handful of giant corporations controlling the industry, as will be seen here shortly. At this writing, the average paid cellular telephone service bill is around $127 in the US. And among the cheapest paid monthly cellular telephone service plans start around $60 per month, with very few exceptions. Also, the average internet service provider bill is around $64 per month. And the average paid cable TV service bill was around $83. Combine these three basic services and on average communication services bill totals to around $274 per month. Ouch. And there may be other services that a growing number of people now commonly pay for, like streaming services, internet television, podcast services, gaming platform subscriptions, satellite radio, and DVD rentals. These routinely increase their subscription prices, so the trend for the cost of these services goes steadily up. So, the cost can be prohibitive for many low-income and poor people in the US, let alone the rest of the world. I argue that you have little choice but to pay for communication prices offered to you. Otherwise, you will surely fall by the wayside and have a hard time competing in our modern economy and even happily participating in society. In addition to the lack of choice of prices, or to pay or not pay at all, you have very few choices as to who provides your communication services. And I believe this is likely the main reason why prices stay high. Per Statista.com, in the US, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile smother 98.98% of all cellular telephone services market. And per Fierce Network magazine, AT&T, Comcast, and Charter pillage 77.5% of the US landline-based internet service market. So, you may have a hard time finding alternative choices to pay less than what these telecommunications giants want to charge. It's true, there are many choices of smaller telecommunication companies to choose from, like Cricket, Metro PCS, Boost Mobile, etc. But these smaller companies all fall under the umbrella of the few big corporations that dominate the US market. That is because these big corporations own the land-based and space-based infrastructure and naturally have the last word as to what everyone else that uses their infrastructure pays. I put "own" in air quotes because these companies often get hefty taxpayer subsidies for their infrastructure projects. In fact, only a handful of companies dominate most of the US market and thus largely control the cost of communication services. In addition, many areas of the world are dominated by national or multinational telecommunications companies, which set the trends on the prices you pay to access their services. Top among these companies include China Mobile, T-Mobile, Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T. For the many reasons above, I believe paid communication services are obligatory. We have little or no choice but to use modern communication. We either use it or be sidelined. And we have little to no choice of the prices we pay to access these communication technologies. So, avoiding obligatory and expensive communication services are big reasons to want to live off the grid. Living off the grid can empower you so you are not forced to accept and pay for overpriced and choiceless communication services. As I will detail in later sections, there are alternatives to paying for high communication services to a handful of bloated corporations. You may position yourself to not have the need for modern communication services and successfully cope with the social and economic consequences. Or you may use other more traditional technologies and methods of communicating that are free to use. As of this writing, free over-the-air digital television still exists, although this is a service that is decreasing in importance to users. Also, the elderly and free over-the-air AM and FM radio is still persisting around, offering some programs and entertaining music still worth listening to. There is also a variety of radio technologies that you can use to communicate with other radio users. There are various organized radio frequencies for use by people in the US and the world. In the US, citizens band, CB, radio and amateur radio are two popular technologies and radio frequencies that you may utilize freely. These just require acquiring and setting relatively affordable and simple equipment. You may also communicate via personal face-to-face conversation freely. Or you may set up and use a private and local telephone or computer network. Additionally, you may be able to use free communication services through the Lifeline program in the US or similar free programs worldwide where you may have telephone and or internet services for free. If you are lucky to have access to such a free service, you may enjoy most or all of the communication venues available online such as web browsing, streaming, email, social media, etc. Alternatively, you may be able to freely use someone else's telecommunications technologies or networks. For example, using an open wireless internet, Wi-Fi, if the expense of having little or no privacy is okay with you. You may live in an area where businesses offer open and free Wi-Fi, which can readily be harvested and used. Or you may access open Wi-Fi from further locations using a variety of available or home-built antennas. These and other tips and tricks to free communications will be expanded in a later book.
By Hector Vladimir. Georgia, USA, 2024.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please look for the next episode soon, and please ensure to share this with your friends and family. And please like this content and subscribe as a sign of support and for me to continue to provide this type of content to more people like you. Lastly, if you wish to support this content further, please visit the links provided in this publication. Thank you.
Music was Freedom by 32 Stitches and Chanda Harley Bird. NCS release 2022.